Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, we're going to take a look at the protests that have arisen in the National Football League and other sports during the playing of the U.S. National Anthem. The protests have generated both positive and negative reactions. We'll talk with three experts on what the protests and the response to them mean about American society.
The idea that athletics should be completely separate from politics is certainly gone today.
National Anthem protests and the reaction to them on this week's American Cafe. Go to a sporting event in the United States, and one part of the game is going to be the playing of the U.S. National Anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. Many times, the stadium announcer will say something like, "To honor America, please rise and join in the singing of our national anthem." But in recent weeks, several high-profile athletes have decided not to stand when the anthem is played. Others have stood but raised their fists in protest. San Francisco 49ers backup quarterback Colin Kaepernick started the protests during the National Football League preseason. He said at the time that he did not want to stand up and show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. His protest drew strong reactions on both sides. Some have said Kaepernick's protests are disrespectful to those in the military. Others, including military veterans, have said that the quarterback's protests and freedom of speech are exactly what they fought for. Even President Obama weighed in at the G20 summit.
I think he cares about some real, legitimate issues that have to be talked about. If nothing else, what he's done is he's generated more conversation around some topics that need to be talked about.
Soon after Colin Kaepernick's protests began, other players staged their own protests, including Denver Broncos linebacker Brandon Marshall, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Marcus Peters, and U.S. Women's International Soccer player Megan Rapinoe. What does the reaction to these protests say about American culture? For one perspective, I spoke with Gerald Poder, who is an associate professor of history and Robert S. French professor of American studies at Lawrence University in Wisconsin. He told me that the strong reactions, both pro and con, reflect a decrease in civility in American public discourse.
It's getting more and more difficult to disagree civilly in this country because of what I consider to be visceral politics in the United States, and I think we can see this with the reactions to the Kaepernick episode. It's very, very difficult if you disagree with what Kaepernick did to look at it even rationally.
Christina Greer is an associate professor in the Department of Political Science and the Department of American Studies at Fordham University, Lincoln Center in New York. She says the controversy over Kaepernick's protests could threaten to overshadow the deeper issue of what the protest is about.
So I think, you know, the questions of his patriotism, the questions of people of color who are supporting him, especially their patriotism, really does tap into a much larger question of when will people of color and immigrants and people of different non-Christian faiths ever really be looked at as full equal members of this society and this country. And I think that so many members or watchers of the NFL sort of subscribe to this very homogenous type of patriotism that does not account for anything besides their narrative of everything's fine when so many communities know that that's just not the case.
Corey D.B. Walker is the dean of the college and John W. and Anna Hodgson Haynes Professor of Humanities at Winston-Salem State University in North Carolina. He told me that Colin Kaepernick's protests rub against those who want athletes and entertainers to stick to a prescribed role. But he said he expects these protests to continue and even widen.
In many ways, we want athletes and entertainers to just entertain us. But at the same time, these athletes and entertainers command a broad audience, and they have an opportunity to use their place and position in American society to make some very profound political statements. We have some who don't like that, who've never liked athletes to protest in any sort of way. As long as we have democracy in America, we should look forward to having protests in all spaces of our society. And it is my deep hope that we don't get tired of these protests. Instead, we as a society begin to attack those issues that are attracting attention so many of our citizens throughout the country.
In an editorial for USA Today newspaper, General Martin Dempsey, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, wrote that the national anthem is a time to reflect on the hope that is only possible with freedom and democracy. He called for standing during the anthem, not because we agree with everything the country has done, but because despite all of that, the world is a better place because America exists. So what do you think? Let us know your opinion by logging on to our Facebook page. That's VOA American Cafe. That's also where you can find links to the full interviews with our guests. And if you want to hear other shows, log on to voanews.com, click on the Listen tab, and look under Broadcast Programs. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.